Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Perhaps the most basic of our responsibilities ever since our creation has always been choice. The Most High created a beautiful garden and placed our original parents there and implicitly presented to them choice. Two trees. One gave life, the other brought death. You all know the story. Eve made a choice and Adam made a choice. Well, the choice that doomed us all to die was Adam's. You see, Eve was deceived by the serpent, but the Bible tells us that Adam was not deceived. You know, effectively, he chose Eve. He chose fellowship with her over fellowship with God, or he chose to disobey God along with her, or he chose to die with her. Whatever the case, he chose Eve. And later we discover that he never chose life. Before his fatal error, he never chose to eat the tree of life. Afterwards, God prevented that to protect them. Now, how could the original, perfect, sinless man make such choices? Whatever the reason, it set the stage for thousands of years of death, destruction, misery, grief, darkness, doom. Now, I'm inclined to believe it possibly instituted a genetic change that has been passed from generation to generation. Now, whether or not that is the case, we know it brought a spiritual detachment from the Almighty. And though the disastrous effects were transgenerational, they were also immediate. They lost the ability to perceive correctly good and evil. And for the first time, they had pride and fear of their Creator rather than fellowship. Living, in fact, became difficult, for the creation was cursed for the sake of mankind. Later, as mankind became fatally vile and violent, God himself chose to begin again with the godly man, Noah, who chose to obey God fully. After the devastating flood, mankind again declined into vile and abominable practices, so God chose to begin again with the godly man Abram, who chose to fully obey God. Do you see a pattern? As we might expect, Abram, that is Abraham's progeny, became warped in their beliefs such that they, at first opportunity, in Moses' absence, built a golden calf idol and danced in worship around it. In response, God was ready to start again when Moses stood in the gap, if you would, and God mercifully waited. However, in giving Moses the law, he told the people to make the right choice. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, it says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." But unfortunately, mankind perpetually makes bad choices. Even when we suffer terribly for those choices, we still come back to them over and over and over. Just look at history. And of course, God knew this would be the case from before the beginning, for as he had planned, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to provide the real answer. He paid the price for all our sin and left us with one final choice. Choose to accept his gift of life. Choose to accept him. So as you can see, God repeatedly presents to man this one thing: choice. Of course, he looks as well for the consequent obedience or submission to his will as well. But understand, those things are his doing, his work, the action of his Spirit in you. You really can't take the credit. Now, most people don't get this. The effect of mankind's first choice has been, I'll say, hardwired into our psyche so that we are convinced that to rise above our meager existence, we must strive, we must work to be like God. Either we crave rebellion as a form of coping with this drive, or we crave to be considered noble, good, better. But both of these drives are fueled by our original sin, pride, which resulted from our original choice. Many people ask, so what then is our part? The answer, choice. You see, choice is not just wanting or wishing or even willing. Those things are essentially passive. Making a choice is an active mental spiritual engagement that is like taking the first step in the direction. That's the one thing God requires. Choose Him. Choose Christ. Choose life. Oh, am I overly simplistic? Maybe. But the final choice is the key to which God unlocks faith and trust in Him and eternal life. Afterwards, your life, your service, your everything is first His choice. One final note on this. Although the final choice is indeed a one-time event for each of us, choice itself continues to be an ongoing reality. For moment by moment, God wants us to learn, to grow, to produce good fruit. And thus, He continually allows us to choose to obey Him and submit to His will. And that brings us to the dichotomy that Paul realized in Romans chapter 7 when he wrote, "For the good that I will to do, I do not. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice." And he also said, "But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." You see, even after the final decision, your dead flesh is still hardwired by Adam's original choice. The good news is that your soul is joined in one with Christ, His Holy Spirit, and even the Father. You are no longer to identify with that dead body. Romans 6 says this, "Likewise, you also reckon," it means kind of a count, if you would, "reckon yourselves to be dead, indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And in 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." That is, you have a new identity. Yes, you're still housed temporarily in that dead body. And that dead body still acts out. But when it does, you simply confess to God that you momentarily stopped trusting Him. You see, that's what sin is. And because your identity is no longer that dead body, but rather it's your living soul, which is one with Christ, He forgives you and cleanses your conscience from all unrighteousness. Yes, this choice, it's a wonderful responsibility and privilege. You see, God doesn't want robots. He desires children and wonder of wonders. If you're saved, He chose you.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.